The storm that brought about 7 feet of snow to the Buffalo area is now over, but residents are bracing for another threat, warmer temperatures and rain this weekend. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo spoke at a press conference today about the problems that may bring.
We are preparing now for more flooding than we have seen in a long, long time. But it's hard to tell because we've never had this much snow and this much melting of this much snow in a short period of time.
Brian Meyer is news director at WBFO in Buffalo. Brian, what are people expecting? What are people doing to prepare for the rain and the warmer temperatures?
Well, I mean, the fact is we have a snowpack that's the equivalent of 6 inches of rain. Imagine that as a storm.
Yeah.
Flooding expected in areas of western New York that may have never seen flooding before. People's lawns may end up looking like small ponds. People are being warned, for example, by utilities what to do. People are talking about perhaps moving things out of their basement, getting their vintage photographs high above ground, etc. It's a scary thing because there's a lot of snow, and we're looking at temperatures that could be in the high 50s, maybe even hitting 60 within the next 2 days.
And what does it mean for the cleanup? If you've got several feet of snow in front of your home, do you just wait for it to melt and be rained on, or do you clear it out of the way first?
Well, and that's the problem. And remember, this is 7 feet, not just several
yeah.
feet in some communities. And, you know, it's a very slow process. I was out this morning doing a number of different things, including a briefing, and saw caravans of high lifts and dump trucks and plows. And I mean, they are literally moving mountains of snow. The city of Buffalo has a depository for snow, for example, on its east side, an old train terminal. It's running out of space for all the snow. So it's a very, very tough mission. But the folks who are coordinating it say there are 5,000 people working on some aspect of storm cleanup. That's 5,000 people. That's absolutely the largest deployment of its kind we've seen in western New York and probably in the state.
Wow. And the roads are still in bad condition in some places. Tell us about that. There are still a number of driving bans in effect.
Oh, yeah, there are driving bans in at least 20 communities in the immediate Buffalo area. And the fact is, I mean, you can plow all this snow, but you still have these giant walls sometimes of, you know, 7-8 feet of snow, you know, on the curbs that have to still be moved then into these depositories. And again, that takes a lot of time, a lot of manpower, and you still have some stranded cars on certain roads and in certain areas that make that plowing mission and that snow removal mission all the more difficult.
And briefly, Brian, what are people telling residents to do about avoiding a roof collapse?
Well, there's not a whole lot. They do not want people to get up on their roofs and start shoveling it off. We already have up to at least a dozen deaths. They don't want to see injuries and deaths. They say leave that kind of stuff to professionals if you don't know what you're doing and you're not up to it.
All right. Brian Meyer, news director at WBFO in Buffalo. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.